Well, my sharing and discussion is totally different direction. Shortly after we had our conversation in February, I had one of the most intense experiences of my life that very much kept me in the now. And curiously, it was frightening, intense, painful, but I never felt alone. Linda or Robert were with me the whole 10 days in the hospital, and an amazing support team of doctors and staff, and also what I somewhat irreverently call my A team, my version of angels, you and Aloha and Madison and Bizu. Essentially, I was in the hospital for 10 days with a completely blocked small intestine that ultimately a surgeon removed scar tissue from a hysterectomy 20 years ago. And then this week, I had a place on my nose biopsied that could be basal cell cancer. So I just wanted to share a bit of my insight and then would appreciate you sharing your insights and any guidance.
Very well.
It seems like the episode with the blockage in the small intestine has layers to it, and in the broadest sense, it feels like my body consciousness was just in some way writing its course, so to speak, making corrections and adaptations, sort of like what you've described the earth as doing, as it's making its doing what it needs to do to counter the destructive actions of us humans. Is that one level of it? Then,
Continue.
yes, go ahead. Oh, continue.
Continue.
Okay, then on a couple of other levels, it feels like I've been holding a lot of energy in my core area for quite some time, perhaps most of my life, and mostly related to, as we've talked about before, expressing my feelings and expressing myself. And also denying myself and blocking my natural flow. And curiously, in the hospital, it was like everything was stripped away. I didn't eat, I couldn't drink, all I had could eat. There was no access to the outside world. And yet, even though it was such an intense situation, I felt like I was very present and just myself. So it's funny for the recovery time, it took that four weeks of recovery, and everything was just sort of, I called it flat because it was just like my body was focused inside and really recovering from releasing a lot of that blockage. And it feels like I'm finding more ways to express that. One thing I did was do a visioning experiment about what life at Goddess Acres could be if I just let my imagination go unfettered.
Oh, that is exceptional. Continue.
So I guess the only I think that's it. I've journaled a lot about relating those feelings back to my childhood and just feelings that I've blocked, and some of them related to sexuality. And that sort of ties in with a spot on my nose, that at some level I've connected cancer with guilt, which I associate with the second chakra, as which also goes back to the right to feel and express feelings. So it just seems like all of it is circling back around to my learning to express my feelings and be in my natural flow.
I definitely would agree. And I would also express to you that both of these expressions, both of these manifestations, another layer of that is engaging yourself in what you would consider to be some significant challenges and whether you can meet them or not. And whether you interpret the strength and the trust in yourself to overcome them, in a manner of speaking, or not to succumb to them.
I can see. Well, I would say with the first experience, the blockage, that it may have taken me 10 days, but I think part of that was me trusting myself. Like at one point, the first surgeon was ready to send me home and check me out. And I was dressed and packed, and I told Robert that, no, it's not right. We need to stay. I can't go home. And it wasn't fixed, and it wasn't something that was going to be fixed without the, I guess it was the third surgeon who went in, and I really trusted him, and it ended up that he was able to do a very minor procedure compared to, you know, them opening up my whole abdomen, and which was what the other two surgeons were describing. So I think I did trust myself to find a path through that. And
I know you did, but that was the whole point.
Oh.
Is that
just congratulations.
So the whole point was the experience, right?
Yes, that is the whole point. The point was the experience, and the point of both of these manifestations is that you presented two situations to yourself that are intense in different manners, and that are significantly challenging in different manners. One, very physical expression, in which you are creating a physical manifestation that it is all physical. It is debilitating. It is immobilizing. And it is a serious situation to place yourself in a position in which the experience itself is challenging you in relation to how much do you trust yourself, and in that, can you trust yourself to move through this? Can you trust yourself to move in a direction that is beneficial to you, that you can trust yourself in what to do, how to do it, and that you will succeed, or will you succumb to the manifestation and then move in the direction of following the feelings, which you accomplished tremendously well in relation to that. Now, as I expressed, the first situation as a physical discomfort.
Yes.
The second manifestation is more emotional and mental. Not that it isn't a physical manifestation, it is, but it is more the emotional and the mental aspect of it, because you chose to use that word.
I know. I know exactly what you mean.
The scary word.
The scary word.
And that is very challenging also. You chose a different type of manifestation, a different type of challenge, but for the same experience. For the same reason, and in that, incorporating all of the avenues, the physical, the mental, the emotional. And in this, in the second manifestation, it is a matter of the presentment of more of the emotional and the mental, which are tremendously easy to follow the feelings in.
Yes.
Because then you begin to move in directions of thinking.
Yes.
And
the what ifs.
You begin imagining and you begin speculating, and therefore you are moving into, in a manner of speaking, your own virtual world. Now, in that, becomes very challenging to not follow the feelings. Physical
yes.
situation, it can be easy to follow the feelings in the capacity of being afraid, and then can move you somewhat in a direction of, in your terminology, feeling sorry for yourself. And move in somewhat of a defeated direction rather than the determined direction, which you countered very well and moved into the determined direction. And you were directing yourself, and you actually were doing it quite well, and also allowing yourself to flow in the hospital and in the recovery.
Yes.
And in that, not overwhelming yourself with pressure, which is also an easy direction to move in. In the, that type of situation. Then you have the second manifestation. Now that can be almost even more challenging, regardless that it is less life-threatening immediately. It is more challenging because It is tapping into an established fear. It is addressing to a fear that is already present and underlying. And now it comes to the surface. And in that, then you begin inventing scenarios. You begin imagining. And even if you don't move in that direction, you simply become apprehensive.
Yes.
And in that, it is tremendously easy to follow the feelings and allow the feelings to dictate to you. Therefore, what I would say to you, first of all, is congratulations. That in both scenarios, you actually have been and are moving in directions in which you recognize that a significant piece of all of this is trust.
Yes, I do.
And in that, I would also acknowledge you and congratulate you that you are not holding your breath. That you are continuing to allow yourself to flow even with unknowns. And you know that this is a matter of trusting yourself. And although you may have moments in which the feelings might be significant and they might seem to be moving to the forefront, you actually aren't following them. And that is an exceptional accomplishment.
Yeah, it seems like there is just this underlying trust that whatever I present, that I will make my way through it. That
yes, which is tremendous.
Was that similar with, it's like I have three things back in December. I crushed my finger in the car door and had to figure out how to open the door myself to get my finger out. And I acted very quickly, and there was snow on the ground, and I plunged it into snow, and just the whole process, you know, I wasn't freaked out, that I just seemed to have that underlying sense that of trusting my body consciousness.
Yes.
Okay, very, yeah, I feel the emotional, the feelings come up about the word that's so hard to say. About
The C word.
Do you have any guidance? Anything that I'm over?
Reiterate and express an encouragement to you to maintain and don't follow the feelings.
Okay.
Because that leads you in a direction of creating a concentration on something you don't want. It is entirely acceptable to us being afraid at times, but simply acknowledge that and then move on.
Okay.
Move in direction. Remember, this is important. Remember, you choose what you feel.
Okay.
There feeling to feel something different. It all is dependent upon what you do, because that is what prompts those signals, what you are doing.
I will remember. I will remember that. And
before,
I think, go ahead.
When you are uncomfortable, when you are afraid, when you are agitated, when you are anxious, remind yourself, I choose what I feel. Feelings aren't random. And they aren't, in a manner of speaking, out of your control.
I think I've done that some with slipping into, you know, sort of a relaxed state, what we talked about previously about me finding that place of being centered. And I think I've also do that just by hitting the trails and just going out and running and releasing those feelings.
Yes. And what I would say is, relaxing isn't always the answer to a situation. What is the answer to a situation in relation to feelings is doing something different. It doesn't have to be doing something relaxing, but simply doing something different.
Something different.